Now, to the ivermectin thing, okay, as the media has gaslighted all of North America saying, oh, it's a horse pill, blah, 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 Dr. Fauci, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not a horse pill. We've known for decades that it has antiviral properties against yellow fever, dengue, Zika, HIV, coronaviruses, West Nile virus, chikungunya virus, all sorts of viruses. And we've known in the laboratory setting, look, ivermectin has phenomenal antiviral properties. And there are multiple mechanisms. It inhibits binding against SARS-CoV-2. It inhibits the spike binding. It inhibits this little taxi that the virus uses to get into your cell where it would go to replicate. It inhibits the little zipper that the virus uses to copy itself. It inhibits a couple other pathways called PAC1. It inhibits clotting. There's a receptor on your platelets and red cells that cause clumping. And ivermectin literally binds to that receptor and pushes SARS-CoV-2 off of it. And COVID, if nothing else, it's an inflammatory clotting disease. And that's ivermectin isn't the be-all, end-all. I mean, yes, there's hydroxychloroquine that has a lot of anti-inflammatory, fenofibrate, budesonide, colchicine, steroids at the appropriate time, multi-drug approach. But using the appropriate drugs at the appropriate time saves lives. And the most important mechanism really with ivermectin is a phenomenal anti-inflammatory one. The virus hijacks a very important molecule in our body called interferon. Whenever you have an infection, especially viral infections, your body cranks out interferon. Well, this virus says, hey, go to sleep, you don't need interferon. What ivermectin does is tickles the nucleus of your cells and says, hey, crank out the interferon, crank out the interferon. And what that does, similarly, it puts you into a good inflammatory pathway so you can fight, and then it calms those dangerous cytokines. So these are just a few of the mechanisms of this phenomenal life-saving drug that, again, your government is gaslighting you and lying to you. The media is gaslighting you and lying to you. All you have to do is go to the medical literature. It is replete with the mechanisms of this as an antiviral and an anti-inflammatory agent.